I've always wanted to be an expert on tadpoles. I've always fancied being a tadpole expert. It's a wonderful life if you become an experty tadpoleus, as they're known in the trade. You get invited out to all the smart parties and social gatherings. When smart people are making out their list for the dinner parties, they say, "Now who can we have to make up the 10? A tadpole expert would be very nice. He could sit next to Lady Sonia." And at all the smart functions, people come up to you and say, "I hear you're a tadpole expert. Tell me, what are tadpoles really like?" And lovely ladies invite you back to their flat and say, "You know, I'm longing to hear about your tadpoles. Hang on a minute while I slip into a gossamer trench coat." I've tried over the years to become a tadpole expert, actually. I've studied the tadpole and attempted to learn everything about them. There isn't very much to learn, actually. The main thing to learn is that there are two kinds of tadpoles. There's the ones that turn into the frogs and the ones that turn into the toads. I call them the toadpole and the frogpole. Now, the only way to distinguish between the two is that the toadpole tends to turn into a toad, whereas the frogpole will tend to turn into a frog. But there's no way that I've found of predicting this. Of course, tadpoles are lovely little creatures, aren't they? They're so good-natured, and they have such lovely little smiles. It's very hard to see their little smiles, actually, because they're black all over, and they have little black mouths, and the insides of their mouths are black as well. And so when they smile, it's just a little black blob. You can't really tell when they're smiling. They make lovely pets, you know, the tadpole, very faithful. The only trouble is, as soon as you get to know them properly and they start doing tricks and things and they can answer to their name, they turn into horrible toads and frogs. I can't abide toads and frogs, horrible slimy creatures that go around eating flies and laying their slime all over the place. Such a pity when you think of the lovely little tadpoles wiggling about in the jar. I used to keep tadpoles in a jar by my bedside when I was studying to be a tadpole expert. Lovely little things squiggling about. That was until I had the tragedy. I had a terrible tragedy. I had three lovely little tadpoles in my jar, Deirdre, Margaret and Beryl. Lovely little things, and I switched the light out last thing at night. And I must have had a very violent dream about gossamer trench coats or something. Because when I woke up in the morning, there they were, strewn all over my pillow, all dried up like three little raisins. I tried to revive them by throwing water all over them, but it was too late. They just went into soggy little raisins, horrible soggy little black raisins. Tragic business. Deirdre was just getting her first legs too. But I suppose it is all for the best. They'd only have turned into ghastly old toads and frogs in the end and left me. It's rather a thankless life being a tadpole expert.